Time to be warned.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. As Kansas lawmakers search for solutions to a workforce shortage, government funding for education remains a politically charged topic as politicians recognize a need for schools to produce workers. Kansas Board of Regents told the Special Committee on Workforce Development on Monday the talent pipeline faces challenges. Governor Laura Kelly touting workforce development in higher education while at the groundbreaking for the Panasonic electric vehicle battery plant. And a liberal woman is injured in a Haskell County two-vehicle accident. J.P. Bezetta has more.
It happened Monday afternoon. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, 25-year-old Nicole Salinas Perez of Liberal was northbound on U.S. Highway 83 when she failed to see 19-year-old Jesse Lobke of Santanta turning east on Haskell County Road 180. Salinas Perez hit the rear of Lobke's vehicle and was taken to Santanta District Hospital for minor injuries while Lobke was not injured.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners has service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org?
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Cold, dry weather continues to hamper winter wheat crop condition. Yet, there might be some weather signals that could benefit the crop in some areas. Rod Bain has the details.
There's really not much way to put a favorable spin on the early months of this crop's development.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey referring to the nation's winter wheat crop.
You've seen a combination of factors, including drought and periods of very cold weather, limiting the establishment of this crop that's been planted over the last several weeks.
And as the crop is either now dormant or entering dormancy, Rippey says an eye will be kept on size to help improve crop condition. For instance,
this upcoming storm starting Thanksgiving Day, it could produce some much-needed moisture for the winter wheat crop across Oklahoma and Texas.
Another storm system that is expected to miss the Central Plains, which is in dire need of moisture for its winter wheat crop.
Other areas of the country, including the Northern Plains and the Midwest and even the Northwest, moisture's been okay in some areas, but at the same time, some of these episodes of cold weather have also limited the development and establishment of the crop.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
The USDA says it is expected extending the comment period on the proposed rule titled Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyard Act by 45 days. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomed the extension while urging USDA to proceed in a deliberate manner. While we appreciate the additional time to submit thorough comments, overall the USDA should slow down on this rulemaking effort, says NCBA Senior Director of Government Affairs, Tanner Bamer. It is a significant undertaking rooted in decades of history, and stockholders must get the chance to thoroughly evaluate the effects of this rule, and those the department say are coming soon. This has been a check of agriculture news headlines. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture
ValleyVet.com.
You know Valley Vet for their meds and more delivered to your door. But have you ever shopped at their Marysville retail store? Make it a destination for Christmas shopping. Dress them up and keep them warm with men's and women's Ariat outerwear from Valley Vet. Everything from yard coats to casual jackets. Find the latest in jeans plus shirts for work and dress up from Cinch and Wrangler. Check out Valley Vet's wall of boots for all ages, toys for your little cowboys and cowgirls. And top it all off with colorful wild rag silk bandanas and scarves and beautiful Montana silversmith's jewelry. Get significant savings during their Black Friday and Small Town Saturday sales right after Thanksgiving. And make sure you bring the kids to see the Grinch live and in person with his beloved dog, Max. Black Friday from 10 to noon. See, when we say meds and more, it's a lot more.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little bit of precipitation on the way for the Central Plains over Thanksgiving as a cold front gets set to head across Kansas tonight and tomorrow. It's a fairly minor system with only a few light rain showers expected and maybe a snow shower or two in our southwest counties early tomorrow. We have more cloud cover moving into the state today ahead of that front, and low pressure will be developing in the panhandles. That'll turn into a big rainmaker for the southern and eastern states over the holiday weekend. Our temperatures will be cooling off quite a bit following the cold front, and we'll get afternoon highs mostly in the 40s for our Thanksgiving Day statewide. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is over southeast Colorado, with a cold front heading in from the northern Rockies in front of a strong high-pressure system. Partly cloudy for our state through the afternoon. We may get a few light rain showers popping up in our southeastern counties, mostly 50s and low 60s for today's highs. Turning cloudy during the overnight hours, with scattered light rain covering the eastern and into the central Kansas counties as our cold front moves through. Low pressure will move east out of the panhandles. Thanksgiving Day, we're looking cloudy for most of our state, with cooler air moving in. We'll be staying in the 40s for most locations, a few low 50s in the eastern counties. Showers are possible central and east, a few light snow showers in the southwest counties early in the day. Lingering showers into Thanksgiving night, and then high pressure takes over on Friday. This afternoon's highs in northwest Kansas, upper 50s and low 60s, with upper 20s for the overnight lows. North central, low to mid 50s and around 30 for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 50s northeast and mid 40s overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 20s to low 30s. South central, mid to upper 50s with mid 30s to low 40s overnight. Upper 50s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how sustainable oils camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultravox, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Oh, why do you think they call it the Galaxy?
Maybe because the Samsung Galaxy A23 has a huge screen, and galaxies are huge gravitationally bound systems of stars rotating around a supermassive black hole.
And the phone is free?
When you switch to Boost Mobile.
Cool. You lost me at gravitational rebound.
Switch to Boost and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Limited time offer while supplies last. New customers only. Excludes tax. One device offer per line. Only available on certain networks. 5G not available everywhere. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
News four times daily, Monday through Friday, and round-the-clock weather reports on KQNK AM and FM.
And
the complete guide to listening to our music. Turn it up, enjoy, repeat. That's it.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Someday